stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are doing double takes on some of President-elect Donald Trump's more controversial cabinet picks.
Some of the early picks, I think, were surprising.
That's Alaska's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski. One of those choices getting questioned is former Representative Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Here's CBS's Nicole Skenga.
House members left for the weekend without an ethics committee vote on whether to release a report looking into allegations of sexual misconduct by former Congressman Matt Gaetz, Trump's choice for Attorney General.
The report is apparently in some draft form and was going to be released on what is now a former member of the House. I do not believe that that is an appropriate thing. It doesn't follow our rules and tradition.
But some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say the report should be made public.
Another pick that could face a battle is RFK Jr., Trump's choice to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Meanwhile, President Biden is in Peru, where he had a sit-down with the leaders of South Korea and Japan.
At their trilateral meeting at the Asia-Pacific Summit, they released a joint statement condemning decisions by the leaders of North Korea and Russia, saying they have dangerously expanded the war in Ukraine. President Biden added the trilateral coalition is crucial in the region.
I truly believe cooperation of our countries will be the foundation to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Our Jim Crisula reports on a football player arrested in connection with the January 6 attack.
Antoine Williams is accused of assaulting U.S. Capitol police officers on January 6, 2021. He was arrested at his home in Savannah, Georgia. Williams played one season as a linebacker with the Detroit Lions after the team drafted him in 2016. He spent 2 years on the practice squads of three other NFL teams.
A $100 million lawsuit was filed today over the assassination of a civil rights leader.
Malcolm X once told CBS's Mike Wallace that he was a marked man after breaking away from the Nation of Islam.
I probably am a dead man already.
Three men were convicted of killing him, but two were exonerated in 2021 after the case was reopened, and it was learned that investigators withheld crucial information. His three daughters say the CIA, FBI, NYPD, and others played roles in his death nearly 60 years ago. Peter King, CBS News.
Maybe order some pizza instead of that expensive steak dinner tonight. It was not a good week for the stock market. The Dow at the close was down 306 points. The Nasdaq fell over 2%. S&P off 78. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll take a little longer to get between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road. The DOT and Kenosha County officials have agreed to reduce the speed limit from 45 to 35. That'll be in place from KR to 7th Avenue. The changes start Monday. A semi crashed into four vehicles stopped at a red light yesterday in Kenosha. It happened at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street, with that intersection closed for a couple of hours. One driver had serious injuries while others had minor wounds. Racine County voters are urged to verify polling locations. There's another election next Thursday. It's a special primary for the county executive position. Four candidates are looking to advance next Thursday. The renaming of a Racine County road went into effect today. State Trunk Highway 75 is now County Highway BD. New signs are going up to reflect the transfer of ownership from the state to the county. And the Pleasant Prairie Police Department and the Disaster Response Team are hosting a free grocery giveaway tomorrow. It'll run from noon to 2 at the Village Hall. At the same time, they'll be collecting donations of toys, winter gear, and household supplies for Tennessee flood victims. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Rain showers around the area tomorrow night. Then cloudiness continues for Sunday with a few sunny peaks, highs near 60. Rain chances return again on Monday. Currently 49 degrees.
With the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and now a song that was written by Mike Nesmith. Mike Nesmith, of course, from the Monkees. But he wrote this song in 1964, 2 years before he joined the Monkees. He was developing his skills as a folk singer at the time. This is Linda Ronstadt in Different Drum on WRJN.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody meaning. And the little old lady from Pasadena.
She went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, 'cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
'Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
hey la, my boyfriend's back. La,
my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy,
look out now.
La,
my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy,
well, I can see you coming, so you better get up running on right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What you doing this weekend? Going to the movies? Let's check in with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters and see what's playing.
Well, we have a big one this weekend, and it's an action Christmas spectacular starring Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans, and J.K. Simmons. They star in the movie Red One. When Santa, played by J.K. Simmons, is abducted, Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans' characters must track him down before it's too late to save Christmas. Go check out this movie at the box office and just have a great time with your family leading up to this holiday season.
All right, Brett, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. So go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Going to be kind of a nice, mild weekend. Not a lot of sun, though. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 53. Sunday, cloudy and 60.
Bye.
Hits WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. They've settled on a slowdown in Kenosha County. A compromise has been reached between Kenosha County leaders and the state DOT regarding proposed changes to Sheridan Road. Instead of converting the four-lane highway into a two-lane road, a speed limit reduction from 45 to 35 will go into effect. That will be in place starting Monday on 32 between KR and 7th Avenue.
The decision follows a DOT analysis that identified crash patterns and safety concerns. Knowing where laced and deadly drugs are making an impact can help health officials save lives. Derek Tritz has more about a new tool to track overdoses in the state.
The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public. However, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
A doubleheader of giving and receiving is happening in Kenosha County tomorrow. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department and the Disaster Response Team are joining forces at the Pleasant Prairie Village Hall. One element is a free grocery giveaway for those in need. That runs from noon to 2. At the same time, the charitable organization will be collecting items for flood victims in Tennessee. They're looking to collect toys, winter gear, and household supplies. There's more on the Pleasant Prairie Police social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Rain showers around the area tomorrow night. Then cloudiness continues for Sunday with a few sunny peaks, highs near 60. Rain chances return again on Monday. Currently 49 degrees.
And she knows how to use it. My baby love, my baby.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, in South Africa, a man robbed an office, taking a laptop, phones, and cash, and then fleeing in one of the employees' cars. Now, the thief must have been really proud of that car he stole because the cops spotted him later that day washing it and waxing it in full view of anyone and everyone in his front yard.
Not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know will come. Cause I know you're looking for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, the late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25, and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. It's a timeless piece of history twice each weekday on WRJN. George Harrison, My Sweet Lord, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. 1 week from tonight, it's the big show at Memorial Hall. It's an incredible Fleetwood Mac tribute show. Next Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall, all the big Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. Don't have your tickets yet? You can get them at the events page at festivalpark.com.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. So go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
87 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. You know, everybody makes a big deal about the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, their first American TV performance in 1964. But it was on this date in 1965 the Rolling Stones made their U.S. TV debut on Hullabaloo, performing Get Off My Cloud. Hullabaloo was an American one-hour musical variety series that ran on NBC from 1965 through August of 1966. Hear the Rolling Stones on WRJN.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.